Sex education for New York City teens takes many forms and occurs in many settings, all in an effort to reduce the risk of pregnancy and the spread of sexually transmitted disease. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on different programs, including one that's slowly being adopted in city schools.
All right, we have teams?
Yeah, two teams.
Who are my two teams?
Imagine Family Feud at a downtown teen center, and you get the general idea behind the homemade, very low-tech game, Sperm Race.
We ask you certain questions about anything related to sex, and whichever team gets it right moves their sperm one block.
18-year-old Jay Ditto's a peer educator at the center called The Door.
What are the four types of birth control offered here at The Door?
Even if one person has the answer, teams have to decide together what to say before hands shoot up.
The four types of birth control methods are the pill, the patch, the ring, and the depot shot.
Yeah, I got it right. Well, 1 point.
Sperm Race is a mainstay of the weekly session of Foreplay at 4, as in 4 p.m., the time on Fridays when whoever's hanging out at The Door is invited to drop into a corner of the big open meeting space to talk about sex. It's definitely not a classroom, and this is definitely not a conventional sex ed class.
What are the four steps of an orgasm?
Can you ask another question?
I'll give you another question. That was pretty hard.
16-year-old Eureka Wilson leaves a late game come from behind triumph. Eureka comes to The Door several days a week, not just to talk about sex, but because she likes hanging out with people here. She says both the game and the more serious discussions have helped her think and act more maturely.
They explain to us healthy and unhealthy relationships. Mainly my relationships had been unhealthy, arguing and fighting all the time.
So has it helped you change or get out of a relationship?
Yes, it has. Get out of a relationship and start a new one on a healthy road.
The Door, Planned Parenthood, and dozens of nonprofit groups around the city teach sex ed. Some offer workshops in public schools. Some hold sessions at teen centers, health centers, even churches and laundromats. Katie Morales of Planned Parenthood says her organization and others offer sex ed because the city's school system isn't doing enough.
We did a survey of New York voters, and we found that 85% want comprehensive sex education taught in schools. And when they learn that it's not part of the curriculum, they're just stunned.
The state requires schools teach health, including nutrition, physical fitness, and sex ed. There's a loose outline, but school districts don't have to follow a detailed curriculum. City schools actually do have a very specific program, but the Department of Education doesn't require schools follow it. This is not unusual. DOE on most subjects gives broad mandates and lets schools decide how to fulfill them, says Lori Rose Benson, the school's director of wellness programs.
There might be a school that faces some very specific issues within their community, and they really want to hone in that particular area, and they should be able to do that. It's the educational vision to really empower principals to make those very specific choices for their schools.
Benson says about two-thirds of middle schools use the recommended curriculum, and the department's still trying to figure out how many high schools are, somewhere between 40% and 80%, roughly, according to a survey of principals. DOE says it's still analyzing what the rest of schools are teaching for sex ed, if anything. City Council Education Committee Chairman Robert Jackson says schools are under such pressure to get good math and reading test scores that it's easy to imagine sex ed joining a list of things many principals simply let slide, like gym, art, and music.
It should not be voluntary. It should be mandated in order to teach children about healthy living, about communicating with each other, about protecting one another, about teaching young high school teenagers how to say no. That's what needs to happen.
Jackson likes the city's sex ed curriculum, an off-the-shelf series of lesson plans, workbooks, and group exercises called Health Smart and Reducing the Risk. He cites data suggesting the program, developed by a California-based nonprofit, can help delay many students' first sexual encounter by as long as 2 years. Last year, the NYCLU acquired the city's internal evaluation of the sex ed program.
By all measures, the program was really a great success.
Melissa Goodman is the director of the NYCLU's Reproductive Rights Project.
Teachers, administrators, parents, students, they all said that it worked, that it was effective, that they would use it again.
City education and health officials say they're satisfied with the number of schools that have adopted the program so far and are confident more will in the future. DOE didn't respond to requests to observe the programs in action. What do kids think of sex ed in city schools? Eureka Wilson, a 16-year-old from Harlem, is one of many who aren't impressed.
At school, it's just like, they just tell you, they just bam, they just give you the information, and they explain it, but they don't explain really, like, thoroughly what they're talking about.
At the end of the day, the main point of all the programs is to prevent pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases and foster better relationships. Eureka says she's in good shape on all counts, and she credits not just the door, but friends and TV, too. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.